So today we'll start in 1 Chronicles. We'll see how far we get, probably into Psalms. But what we're finding is that the English language has been influenced greatly by the introduction of the King James Bible over 400 years ago. Not surprising, but a blessing to us as Christians to find, because this makes us more aware when we're out and about. When people use a phrase, they often don't know that it originated in the Bible. So now it gives us an opportunity to say, hey, did you know that started in the Bible or came from the Bible? And give you an opportunity to talk about God's Word and about God and Jesus Christ and salvation and so forth. So it'll be a great witnessing tool. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 9 is where we'll begin. And just continue walking through these words and phrases that originated in the Bible that are now used commonly in the English language by all, not just Christians. So 22:9, Brother Jim, if you would read that, we'll pray and dive in. 1 Chronicles 22:9.
Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his day.
So that phrase, peace and quietness, comes from the King James Bible, has become a very common phrase, peace and quietness. Let's pray and then dive in. Lord, thank you so much for your word and the privilege that you've given us to assemble and study it together. And now may the Holy Spirit use it in our lives. Lord, this study especially, may it give us just that many more opportunities to witness to those around us that need Jesus, and to remind them that you are real and that you've written your word and given it to the world to reveal yourself and your son and the solution for sin. So, Lord, I pray now you would guide us and use this in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What a blessing, again, to be able to do this study and just to be reminded of all of these words and phrases that come from God's word. All right, I'll pass some out again. 1 Chronicles 29:11, Brother Howard, and Ezra 9:6, Philip, and Esther 2:17, Roy, if you could take that one, and Esther 4:3, Brother Mark, and Esther 4:14, Maggie. We'll stop there. All right, so 1 Chronicles 29:11, Brother Howard.
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
Amen. So the power and the glory has become a very common phrase, again, with its origins in the Bible. All right, Ezra 9:6, Brother Philip. Now, sadly, it has become almost a bit of a swear phrase among the lost, but it did come from the Bible, the phrase, oh my God, from the book of Ezra. So this is when Ezra was offering up a prayer of repentance for God's children's disobedience, and he said, oh my God, in a positive way, because he is our God. But it is obviously has become a very common phrase. So Esther 2:17, Roy.
And the king loved Esther among all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in the sight of all the older virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead
of Esther. So grace and favor, another common phrase. And then Esther 4:3. Sackcloth and ashes. It's in the Bible a number of times, but this is his first occurrence. And sackcloth and ashes has become a very common phrase for those who are in deep mourning or deep pain, deep repentance. And then Esther 4:14, Maggie.
For if thou wilt hear the whole of thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
For such a time as this. Came from the book of Esther, of all things. This is Mordecai speaking to his niece and asking her, of course, to plead with the king on behalf of the Jews and saying, God will bring deliverance from one form or another, but God most likely put you in the kingdom for such a time as this. And of course, he did. And we know the story from Esther that the Jews were delivered and their enemies were destroyed, and she was put into the king's house for such a time as that. So very common phrase, for such a time as this. So any questions, comments up to this point? Otherwise, we dive into the poetic books now. So that's the Israel's historical books, which starts at, of course, Joshua and runs through Esther. And then we enter the what are called the poetic books, which is Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Questions, comments up to this point? Nobody? All right, I'm going to pass out some in Job. There's actually a lot in Job, a lot of phrases and words that have become common. Any other volunteers in the center section before I move over? All right, Brad, I know you're willing. So Job 121, very common phrase. And any others over here willing to read? James 5:7, Job 5:7. Any others? All right, let's just stop there and then we'll start over here again. So Job 121, everybody will recognize this one.
And said, naked can I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return to the Lord. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. This is the name of the Lord.
The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Every Christian should live that, amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then Job 5:7. Man is born unto trouble. Well, if that isn't true. But again, a very common phrase. Man is born unto trouble. All right, let's start back over here, Brother Jim. Job 6:24. Howard, Job 15:7. Philip, Job 16:2. Roy, Job 19:20. And Mark, Job 19:28. And Maggie, Job 23:16. Brad, Job 28:13, and James, Job 28:18. Like I said, there's a lot in Job. All right, Brother Scott, Job 6:24.
Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have corrupted.
So hold my tongue, very common English phrase. And then Job 15:7, it's not, the phrase isn't here, but the saying comes from this verse. Brother Howard?
Art thou the first man that was born, or wast thou made to fill the hills?
And we've all heard, as old as the hills, or older than the hills. Right, Brother Norm? And and that's where this is the verse it came from. Are you older than the hills? And how many times have we heard that used? And then Philip 16:2.
I have heard many such things, miserable comforters and evil.
So Job's comforters or miserable comforters, obviously his comforters didn't end up being comforters, did they? They actually came to attack and accuse him rather than comfort him. And that's why he says, miserable comforters are you all. So When a person uses the phrase miserable comforters or Job's comforters, what they're saying is you're not very comforting. And it's become a very common saying. And then Job 19:20. The skin of my teeth. We've all heard that one, haven't we? The skin of my teeth. It came from the oldest book in the Bible, the book of Job. And then Job 19:28.
You should say, why difficult were you having, seeing the root of the matter has been underway.
The root of the matter. It comes from the book of Job, the phrase, the root of the matter. And then 23:16, Maggie.
For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me.
So the phrase soft-hearted or a soft heart came from Job. And then Job 28:13.
Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living.
So the land of the living, referring to earth, I assume, but it's become a very common phrase, the land of the living. And then Job 28:18. The price of wisdom is above rubies. Another common English phrase. All right, let's start over. 29:15, Brother Scott. 32:9, Howard. 33:28, Philip. And 34:14, Roy. 38:2, Mark. And 38:17, Maggie. And 40:15, Brad. And 41:1, James. So that's a lot of Job verses. So Brother Scott, I gave you 29:15.
I was eyes to the blind, and feet was eyes to the lame.
So eyes to the blind. Very common phrase. And then 32:9, Brother Howard.
Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment.
So that phrase, great men are not always wise, has become a phrase in the English language. 33:28, Philip.
He will deliver the soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light.
See the light, or seeing the light, came from the book of Job. And then 34:14. So set his heart, or set his heart on it, came from Job. 38:2. So darkeneth counsel, or to darken counsel, came from the book of Job. And then 38:17.
Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
So it's not in the verse, but the phrase death's door comes from this verse. Death's door. And then Job 40:15. So just the word behemoth has become a common word talking about a giant creature of some sort, which obviously when you read about behemoth is giant. It says his tail is as a cedar tree. And then the other creature, 41:1, James. So this word as well, Leviathan. So both of these appear to be dinosaur-like creatures back in Job's time. And Leviathan was a sea creature. Behemoth was a land creature. But both of those words have now become common words, behemoth and Leviathan. And they come from the book of Job. So any thoughts or questions up to this point, observations, before we dive into Psalms? Nobody? You guys are quiet this morning. All right, we'll start over in Psalms then. Verse 4:4, Brother Scott, we'll start there. By the way, there's heaps in Psalms. Psalms 21:2, Howard, and 23:5, Philip. Let's just start there. So 4:4, Brother Scott.
If then in war and sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still as you are.
So stand in awe has become a very common English phrase. And then 21:2.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips.
His heart's desire. Again, a very common phrase. 23:5.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
My cup runneth over. Isn't it amazing how often the world uses that phrase? And it comes from Psalms 23. My cup runneth over. All right, and then 25:6, did I give that one out? That'll be Roy. And 34:18 will be Mark. And 36:9 will be Maggie. So Roy, if you could read 25:6. Ever of old. comes from Psalms. And then Psalms 34:18.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as is poor of contrite spirit.
A broken heart. Most young ladies know that one. And it came from the book of Psalms. And then 36:9.
For with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see light.
The fountain of life came from Psalms. All right, let's move on. 55:21, Brad, and 62:8, James. So 55:21, the phrase isn't here, but you'll see the phrase derived from the verse.
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than water, yet were they drawn with sword.
So to butter someone up, we've all heard that one. That's what David's talking about, isn't it? His words were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. All right, and then 62:8. Pour out your heart has become a common phrase. Let's start over. 72:9, Brother Scott. 84:7, Brother Howard. 90:10, Philip. 103:8, Roy. 107:27, Mark. And 116:11, Maggie. So, 72:9. So lick the dust, bite the dust. Where did it come from? Psalms. And then 84:7.
They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion, appeareth before God.
So from strength to strength comes from the Bible. Philip, 90:10. So the phrase 70 years, meaning 70 years, God says it's a blessing if you surpass those. And if you make it to 80, it's a double blessing. Amen? All right, 103:8.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and
he is in mercy. So slow to anger, another common phrase. And then 107:27. Their wits end. We've all been there, haven't we? At our wits end. It came from Psalms. And then 116:11.
I said in my haste, all men are liars.
All men are liars. All the ladies agree. But it's a very common phrase, is it not? And then 137:1. Brother Brad. And then Proverbs 5:3, James. So 137:1.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion.
So the phrase by the rivers of Babylon has become a very common phrase. And then now we'll move into Proverbs. Before we do, thoughts or questions, observations, something I might have missed in Psalms. Anybody? Something that triggered something else. Yes, Howard.
Psalms 55:21, you said about the butter in the mouth, so you said buttering them up, but there's also the phrase that the butter wouldn't melt in the mouth.
True. That would have come from, maybe, from this verse, implying that they're cold. Good point. yeah. Any other thoughts or questions in Psalms before we move on to Proverbs? All right, so Proverbs 5:3. So there's a lot of phrases probably derived from this. It's talking about the strange woman and how she uses her words to wreak power over a man. So the phrase may be honeyed words. It says her words drop as in honeycomb, or smoother than her words are smoother than oil. Those come from this passage here in Proverbs chapter 5. And then Proverbs 5:4, very similar, says, her end is bitter. So the phrase bitter's end comes from Proverbs 5:4. So let's start in Proverbs again, 6:6, Brother Scott, and 9:1, Brother Howard, and 11:29, Philip, 13:12, Roy, 13:20, Brother Mark, and 13:24, Maggie. So let's go to Proverbs 6:6.
Go to the end, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
So that phrase, go to the ant, thou sluggard, has become a common phrase. And then 9:1, it's not in there, but you'll see where it's derived.
Wisdom has built his house, she hath torn hewn out the silver pillars.
So the seven pillars of wisdom has become a common saying or phrase, came from this verse. Her seven pillars, talking about wisdom personified. All right, 11:29, Brother Philip. So the phrase inherit the wind came from this verse. And then 13:12. So hope deferred make the heart sick. And then 13:20. So this one, again, it's not in the verse, but the saying, known by the company he keeps, comes from this truth. It says, he that walketh wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed by the company he keeps. He's known. And then 13:24, one of the most common.
He that spares his rod is with his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes.
So the worldly phrase has become what? Spare the rod, spoil the child. It came from this verse. People don't use it as much anymore since the rod's kind of fallen out of favor in the world. But it's still a saying. Spare the rod, spoil the child. And the rod is still in the Bible. Amen? But we won't go there because that's not our topic today. Thoughts or questions before we move on to Proverbs 15, verse 1, Brad? No thoughts or questions, comments? All right, 15:1. So just that phrase, a soft answer turneth away wrath, is, you know, I want to say wrath really bad, eh? Is a common saying, is it not? And then Proverbs 16:18, another one that the world has twisted around, but the phrase came from this verse. So the saying has become, pride goeth before a fall, right? That came from this verse. It's just, the verse says, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And the world has just turned that into pride goes before a fall. But it came from Proverbs 16:18. And then 16:22, Brother Jim. 16:31, Howard. 20 verse 5, Philip. 20 verse 12, Roy, and 21:20, Mark, and 22:6, Maggie. So, 16:22.
Understanding is a wellspring of life unto them that have it, but the instruction of fools is folly.
So the phrase, a wellspring of life, and then Howard, 16:31. People like me who have a hoary head, the phrase gray hair is a glorious crown, where did it come from? But from here, that it's a crown of glory. And then 20 verse 5, Philip. So the phrase, you're in deep water, every mother's used that on their child, came from here. And then 20 verse 12. So the seeing eye comes from this verse. 21:20, Brother Mark.
It is clear to be desired in oil in the dwelling of a wise, but a foolish man findeth
So the phrase, a fool and his money are soon parted, came from this verse. And then 22:6, you get another one about children, Maggie.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
So the phrase, train up a child, came from Proverbs 22:6. Wow, we're going to finish Proverbs today. All right, so 23:5, Brad, and 25:20, James, 25:22, Jim, 26:1, Howard, 26:11, Philip, 26:17, Roy, 26:27, Mark, 27:17, Maggie, and I'll do the last one. All right, so 23:5. So we've all heard this phrase, riches have wings. This is where it comes from. And then 25:20. James. So a heavy heart comes from this verse. 25:22, Brother Jim. So heap coals of fire on his head. A lot of people have tried to offer up explanations for what this means, and I don't know that anybody knows 100% for sure, but it is it's become a very common saying for treating our enemies with kindness. And then 26:1.
It's snow in summer and it's rain in harvest, so honor is not seen before.
So the phrase snow in summer, as if like something that won't happen. It's become a phrase that's come from the Bible. And then 26:11. Anybody ever heard the phrase, as sick as a dog? Or a dog returning to his vomit? Both of those came from God's Word. And then 26:17, another one about dogs. Don't take a dog by the ears. That would be very unwise. And then 26:27.
He that diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, that will be turned upon him.
So digging a hole for yourself, or dig a hole for yourself, came from this verse. And then 27:17, Maggie. So the phrase iron sharpeneth iron, which he's talking about friendship here, has become a very common phrase. And the last one, 28:22, we'll stop there this morning. And believe it or not, that'll make 200 phrases that we've looked at. And we're only through Proverbs. So 26:22, he that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye. So the phrase an evil eye comes from God's Word. So next week, we'll dive into Ecclesiastes and onward. But look at that, 200 in 4 weeks. Thoughts or questions, comments, anything at all before we close in prayer? A lot of people have